You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
So excited to talk with Scott McLuhan. You did a great job pointing out earlier that he was a big part of the Browns taking Baker Mayfield back in 2018. Mm-hmm. Probably something we can ask him there. But we got a boys trip this weekend to the station.
Oh, me and you going somewhere?
No. Not you and I.
Not us. Where
are we? I feel like the younger dudes at the station do a better job of making time for each other than we all did. You know, Jax has had Anthony Aland and the other fellows over for like wrestling events, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like watching WWE, not wrestling each other.
Good clarification.
Yeah, I had to make sure I said that. Although maybe that happened too. I'm not judging. Listen.
These guys after dark, we're not sure what
happens. I wasn't there. I get a couple Dos Equis in you. Who knows where you go from there?
Big, massive humans.
But we got a couple burgeoning WNBA fans on the staff. And Mac, and who's obviously our board op and AP, as we call him, assistant producer, research assistant, Mac and Mitch, the morning show producer,
yeah,
are driving to Indianapolis this weekend together to go watch Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever play.
What, now she's playing Angel Reese this weekend, is that right?
Yeah, and it's a Haley Van Lith debut.
Oh, that just makes you guys seem very thirsty.
Yeah,
throwing that in there. They played together at LSU.
And we saw those photos online.
Just throwing that Van Lith.
I thought
thing
you had for love of the game, Mac, but now I don't believe you.
Yeah,
I just like the game below the rim. Okay, that's my impression of every WNBA fan ever. That's lying.
Go on.
Well, you know, I like the game above the rim. What can I say?
All right, we're going to have to bottle that one for later.
Yeah, it's out.
So tell us more about this boys trip there.
Yeah, no. So our friend Matt had the idea for it about a month ago, actually.
Now, you're all Indiana fans, by the way?
I know Matt's a big Indiana fan. I'm more casual WNBA fan, trying to find a team at the moment. But
is it weird if you have in the NFL, like you're like, oh, Lamar Jackson's my favorite. Is it? If you have a favorite WNBA player and it's not Caitlin Clark, is that considered thirsty by any of you guys or no?
I would say no.
No, okay. All right, just want to clarify.
So you're really just auditing the Fever and the Sky this weekend. Do you think that this weekend could turn you into a super fan? Like if Angel Reese picks you up and takes you back to a hotel?
Wow.
You think, well, no, I mean, she's talked about importing fellas before, and I love that. Right, that's true equality right there.
Importing fellas,
yeah.
She just picks them up,
flying fellas in, and like she doesn't mind short kings either.
Like they're a sack of potatoes, and just throws them over her shoulder and just goes.
I read one article with her talking about dating, and these are some of the things she said. Mac, you would qualify as a short king to her.
What if you slid into her DMs and said, "I'm going to Indy this weekend"?
I would assume that's going to be left unread.
Yeah, I don't think that's how
you
he
never
does
know.
It. I think there's got to be you got to catch eyes. And she's going to see it, and she'll be like, well, I don't know. And then you're going to talk, and she's going to know even less.
From what I hear, he's up in the nosebleeds for this, though.
Wow.
It's going to be really hard to catch eyes way
yeah,
up
but
there.
Nosebleeds in WNBA is not the same thing as nosebleeds at, like, a Browns game.
He's like, man, I barely got in, and then you're in, like, the third row.
So, tell us more.
Yeah, no, so initially it was just going to the Fever game. We're doing a day trip for this, so we're leaving Saturday
in and
morning.
Out, as it's known.
Yeah. So we're leaving Saturday morning and then driving up and then going to the Fever game. Game tips at 3:00, and then afterward, because there was a whole announcement too of the movie Sinners coming out again in IMAX in 7 theaters across the country. Indianapolis has one of them.
Yeah.
So that's happening this weekend as well. So we're also just going over to see Sinners while we're out there this weekend.
Man, I mean, save some ladies for the rest of Indiana. I always say.
At least they're doing something. I'll give you credit for that.
No,
you're being an active member of life right now, and yeah. So I hope you make some good memories this weekend.
I'm glad there wasn't any judgment from half the hosts there. So I appreciate that.
Wait, no, that sounded testy.
There was full judgment from both hosts. If you've actually been listening this whole time, Mac. Which,
at least that comment.
Okay. I did. I was the latest one to judge for a different reason.
Not judging at all.
I don't know you could pay me enough money to be in a car with you and Mitch for 4 hours.
No, that's fair. I can understand that, actually.
I'm going to make a prediction here.
Okay.
You won't shut up. And when he talks, he's going to say awkward things.
Yeah, but Mitch doesn't speak that often.
I think Matt's the glue guy here. We all know Matt.
That's definitely fair.
Matt's got to be the guy that saves this whole thing because... God bless you. If it was just you and Mitch, I mean, that might be going on the way to, like, commit civil terrorism or something like that. The two of you together.
They're all friends. They know what they're getting into.
Oh, you see a moment here to, like,
they're gonna be
butter
fine.
Up to Mac.
There's
yeah.
no buttering up to Mac.
You're such
it's
a kiss ass.
No, there's none of that.
It's just a couple guys on a road trip. Yeah. Listen to Kelly Clarkson. Nothing weird.
I don't know about Kelly Clarkson, but dudes rock. It's a good dudes weekend for you guys. I hope you guys enjoy that. Limited style of basketball that you're going to go watch.
I do like
it's gonna be a good time.
Somehow this came up on the morning show, and somehow Mitch is going to tear down the city of Indy. Is that what I'm hearing?
I mean, so the way that got brought up, I vehemently disagree with the way that he presented that, because he talked about how, oh, yeah, no, I'm not going to do it. But, you know, the other people that I'm going to go to Indianapolis with, they're thinking about wearing Cleveland gear. And I don't want to have, you know, anybody from Indianapolis accost us for, you know, wearing Cleveland gear. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. You're the one that brought it up in the first place about potentially wearing Cleveland stuff. And I never once said that I was going to wear it. And now all of a sudden he wants to, you know, talk about wearing Cleveland gear.
I think it's the idea that anyone's going to step to any one of you.
Right.
I think
you became the fighter in the scenario.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or even like the smart mouth. Like, are you going to get beat up for giggling when somebody teases you? Ah, look, we got a couple of Cavs fans here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that how that's going to go?
Someone's going to try to punch you for looking at Haley Van Lith swimsuit photos.
Now that's a real thing. Now that's a real thing. And it's Jalen Suggs. Jalen Suggs is the one that's going to, if Mac just pulls out the whole photo shoot right there, like, man, she really's got a handle on her, I got to say.
I didn't think about the adults that probably carry around those photos and ask for autographs. That's such an awkward thing. Oh, it's so awkward.
But if you were Prince Fielder when he did the body edition, wouldn't you love it? You just showed off your man body and then
you thought about this.
Yeah, if I could pull off, I mean, I can't.
Prince Fielder and you do not have that different of a body.
Well, no, we do. No, because he could bend it in a way that he could hide some of the fat. There's no hiding it.
I know when I watched the there was a golf documentary and it interviewed Brooks Koepka, and Koepka in the background had his body issue just in as large as you possibly could imagine in his house. Now that was a play. Everyone walks in and you're just naked right there.
I didn't realize Mitch, the morning producer, is of Ken and Anthony show, The Morning Boys.
Well, he put Mitch in Lakewood at first. I think he had to clarify it wasn't just
Mitch,
a random
welcome
Mitch in Lakewood.
To the show. We're fascinated by this boys' trip.
I'm not the kind of person you want to go on a road trip with, really.
I said what I said.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What part of me makes you think that I would be a hellish road trip?
The one that's yelling at him right now, maybe.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. You're an awkward fellow. Like, I don't know. Could you sustain 5 hours of conversation when it isn't Mac talking 95% of the time?
I mean, I don't know if it's going to be 5 hours full of conversations because at some point somebody's got to be quiet.
Hey, what'd you think about Ken calling you boring today?
That was out of nowhere.
Wasn't that out of pocket?
This is the same guy who said I had no personality before, so that was quite a trip.
Yeah, wow. Isn't that meaner than anything me or JP said about you?
Then he followed it up and tried taking it back and saying instead of being boring, you were what was the term you used, Mitch?
Oh gosh, I don't even remember. It's been so long. Full 7 hours.
I think he said psychotic.
Something around there, yeah.
Which doesn't seem any better than boring.
No, if anything, it sounds worse.
Wow, we should unpack this at some point. Like, you guys seem like you have some problems.
Yeah, Mitch, between you, Mac, and Matt, who's the tough guy?
I said it on the show today. Mac would get into a fight before I would, but he would do it with a smile on his face, being very polite. I have no filter when it comes to that at this point. If you get up in my face, I'm not going to be happy. And as I said, we have the new drop. Stuff might go down.
I think if you do that giggle after saying stuff might go down, you might legitimately terrify somebody, Mitch.
Good.
All right. Enjoy the trip.
Okay, Mitch.
Thanks.
Have fun.
Thank you for calling in there, buddy.
I like that you guys do things.
Yeah. Mitch appearing on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge.
Well, let the record show we did not call him boring, unlike Ken Carmen.
Yeah. I did say it'd be awful to go on a road trip with, but I also said Mac would be as well. We got Scott McLuhan coming up in 5 minutes. We're going to talk about his love for Shador Sanders on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.